flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I had visited the St. Augustine Wildlife Reserve, and out walks a 600-pound Siberian tiger, the most gorgeous creature. I love cats, especially big cats. He walks across the plank, looks as though he's taking off a rope, and he slips into this vat of bubbles. And the wildlife handler is standing on a ladder and sprays Obsession perfume. And I just stood there with my mouth open. I said, that is the title of my next manuscript, my next book, Tigers Love Bubble Bats and Obsession Perfume, Who Knew?
Welcome to the True Fiction Project, a podcast series that explores the origins of fiction. Every week, we begin with an interview, nonfiction, followed by a creative piece, fiction, inspired by something from the interview. The idea is to demonstrate, of course, that fiction is born out of our life experiences. Now, here's your host, storyteller, author, public speaker, health and wellness expert, Renita Hora.
Welcome back to the True Fiction Project. I am your host, Renita Hora. And here with me today to kick off this new author session is Mary Savarese. She is a traditionally published, best-selling, award-winning fiction author and speaker. Now, Mary is known for her quirky titles, her debut novel, Tigers Love Bubble Baths, and Obsession Perfume. Who knew, right? A mystery romance with a supernatural twist, which garnered 8 awards. Her recent novel is a fantasy adventure intertwined with romance and has also become an audiobook, The Girl in the Toile Wallpaper. It's the first in the Star Writers trilogy, and her second novel in this series is called The Star Writers Club. It will be published very soon, on July 15th. So Mary, without further ado, welcome to the True Fiction Project. I am just thrilled to have you on the show.
And I am just so thrilled to be here with you. This is absolutely exciting and wonderful.
Mary, you have so much going on. I can see you've clearly been very prolific in the last few years. You've been writing these books. I was tempted to say churning them out, but you know, that might not sound so good. Writing these books, winning awards, doing the whole publicity and podcast round. Tell our listeners a little bit about your day-to-day life.
Well, what I would love to say to everybody is it's a journey, as you know. And for me, it was a dream of mine to become traditionally published, and I was an overnight success, a 10-year overnight success, because I just wrote manuscript after manuscript, submitted, and as we all know, the publishing world has changed so significantly just in the last several years. Well, a little bit over 10 years ago, it was quite different. We were submitting via snail mail, and then we went to submissions via email. And now it's even trying to knock on anybody's door just to get a publisher's attention. Mm-hmm. So I truly feel blessed where I am presently within Digner House and Lynn Moon. And the journey continues. I think, as I mentioned once before to you, it's all stepping stones. And yeah, one stepping stone leads to another stepping stone, and hopefully they're on their way up.
So, you know, what you are saying is so inspirational. And I want to stop and ask you about this, because when you say you were an overnight success, This is not what we hear from authors. So tell us a little bit about that specific part of your journey and how you became an overnight success. And honestly, how you define that. What is success?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, an overnight success for me was a 10-year. It took me 10 years to actually have my first book published. And for me, the journey was inspirational, and it really helped me in terms of what I was going through at that point in my life. You know, we have different chapters in our lives. Chapter one, you get married, you raise a family, you know, your career, you know, chapter one, chapter two. Well, I was on chapter three, and by chapter three, I meant beginning anew in the sense that I was becoming an empty nester. I was beyond that. It was the third child was on the verge of graduation, and I began to experience something unusual. I thought I was developing physical issues within my body, and for me, it was just severe anxiety. I had to come to terms with my life, as I say it, the life that I previously had was dead. And what I mean by that is the family unit died, but in a different sense. The babies I raised, the toddlers I chased after, the teenagers I would stay up all night, they were gone. And now it was time for Mary Kay Savarese. And I've always had ideas for writing, and I would put them on the back burner. Mm-hmm. But for me at this point in life, as I wrote manuscript after manuscript, it just helped me through a difficult point in life. And it gave me such pleasure that journey. I always thought, geez, if it never happened, I would just continue creating because it gives me such joy.
So gratifying to hear you say this, because I think you speak for all of us, if I'm to be perfectly honest. At least, you know, all of us female writers, we've been through those chapters or are going through them, you know, and wondering sort of, what am I going to do and how do I get my story out? And now's the time. And what's interesting, I think also, I wonder if you would agree, is being an author or becoming an author sort of, you know, at a later chapter, you find that you have more stories to tell. Because you've experienced, I've been around the block.
you've hit the nail right on the head. Experience. And for me, it's unusual experiences that would give me the ideas. And I always will begin with a quirky title. And that comes from an experience that I did have in my life. And then I weave the story and the characters around that experience.
So I want to hear an example of that. And we're going to get specifically into your books. But if you can pick one, maybe your first, or actually any, I would love to know about the quirky life experience that led to the fiction.
The Tigers Love Bubble Baths and Obsession Perfume, who knew? That was my fourth manuscript. And several years ago, actually, before I began writing it, I had visited the St. Augustine Wildlife Reserve. And on the last part of the tour, I observed this vat of bubbles. It was 5 feet high, 15 feet wide, behind a very thin cage. And I wondered what this was for. And out walks a 600-pound Siberian tiger, the most gorgeous creature. I love cats, especially big cats. He walks across the plank, looks as though he's taking off a rope, and he slips into this vat of bubbles. And the wildlife handler is standing on a ladder, and sprays Obsession perfume. And I just stood there with my mouth open. I said, that is the title of my next manuscript, my next book, Tigers Love Bubble Baths and Obsession Perfume, Who Knew? And I created a spiritual mystery around that, intertwined with romance. And so, and I had to fight for that title because and the publisher at that point said, please tell me that you have a tiger in bubble baths. Oh, yes, I absolutely do. And the funny backstory behind The Girl in the Toile Wallpaper, I am enamored with toile. Mm-hmm. Toile is not a mural. Toile are different scenes that play out on this vibrant background. It's usually two very vibrant colors. And I just adore toile. So at this point in time, I was living in a Central Hall colonial in the Northeast. It was Connecticut. And I think I practically had every room. There was toile in every room, so much that I was not even able to sell my house because I had so much toile wallpaper. But I used to walk past all this toile and I saw betrayal. I saw love. I saw a story novel, actually a series, a trilogy, because trilogies are different than series. I saw something there that I just wanted to write about. And that's where I started. Those were the experiences within my life. The title, then a general idea, and then the characters. I don't know how you write, but I am what they call, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, because I always mess it up, pantser. You write by the seat of your pants, which for me is the most delicious thing because I have a general idea, but my stories take me on a journey. And I had the most wonderful journey the other day, if I may share it, unless you have any other questions.
No. I definitely want you to share it, but
yes.
Pause for a moment.
Yes.
I have a few questions. Firstly, going back to tigers and that particular tiger in the bubble bath.
Yes.
What is a spiritual, what did you call it? A spiritual?
Well, what I did,
adventure?
A spiritual, it's basically a mystery. I have
a spiritual
one.
Mystery.
Yes. What I do is I have one murder, death after another within it. I think there are about eight in it. And the protagonist does not see what's going on, but the reader observes everything. And it has to do with wishes. But in order to, and it's an older group of people who live in a nursing home. And in order to experience the wish, it truly becomes their last wish. And unfortunately, my poor protagonist is tagged with being the murderer, and which is not even the case. But again,
that
it's a journey.
Amazing. Amazing. And in many ways, wow. I haven't read that particular one and I'm now dying to for I think the obvious reasons. I'm also a huge fan of toile. For years ago and then for years thereafter. So I had done up my daughter's room in this pink toile, and everyone, my husband was like, this is so old fashioned. And so I'm like, well, it's just beautiful. So I am just so intrigued that these characters from this wallpaper just walked out and created this story. You said something very interesting. You said that that is what sparked your trilogy, and a trilogy is not a series. Can you explain that?
Yes. A series is a continuation of the same characters, and we could be talking about several books or to many books. Many authors have wonderful lifestyles where they just continue with that same character. I love to jump into other ideas. So at the time of The Girl in the Trois Wallpaper, I had to figure out how I was going to create a story around the Trois Wallpaper. And one thing, Trois Wallpaper can, it's not just old-fashioned. It can be contemporary. It can be anything. It's just a vibrance of colors that will tell a story. It can have people in it or anything in it. And what I did was, I said, oh my gosh, I would love to then have this continue. But I had a general theme in the Girl in the Trois Wallpaper. And it is written in the stars. It is written in the stars. It's the star writers. It's written in the stars. The characters would say, and that what that really meant is, it is written in the stars is your destiny. It's just saying it another way. And I just didn't want to jump from The Girl in the Trois Wallpaper to Return The Girl in the Trois Wallpaper. I wanted my readers to look forward to that third book in the trilogy. Trilogy means three. So in the middle, what we did was we did an ethereal book. Which I went, as I'm doing this, this was absolutely nuts. And with our editor, poor woman, I drove her completely nuts because I created worlds around, I do not know what the heavens are like. So I don't just say, oh, yeah, it's this and this. I think it's just so unbelievable. There's a veil between us and that world for a reason. Then I do not want to know what the part of hell is like. So I created worlds. I pushed right up to those areas. So I had a lot of flexibility because it's all fantasy. It's all fantasy and adventure. So that second book is truly ethereal, but it takes into account a purpose. And an experience in my life, how the second book came into being is, and we all experience this as human beings, people in our lives that are taken too quickly from us. So I was so inspired by some young people, some older people, and they became the inspirations for my characters, and I gave them life in the ethereal, and it's written in the stars. Well, this was also a purpose for them, and I don't know how we went from, I don't know, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this to 450 pages, because we do have this incredible editor that prods us along.
We have an, I'm just going to give her a shout out. Lynn Moon is, I don't know, man. I didn't know starting out, but she is a gift from God. It's written in the stars. Mary, would you agree?
she was truly written in my stars.
Oh my gosh. Sure.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. And thank you, Lynn. And thank you in advance, because we're not letting you go. Lynn is so, okay, I could, this is not supposed to be about turning this podcast into sort of an ode to Lynn, but just, she really deserves this shout out, because she really has this ability to take these manuscripts and mold and shape them and take no nonsense from us.
Right.
And even those if we don't think it's nonsense.
And those are the, one of the things as an author, we learn what you do hand is in is a manuscript, not just us, but any, the most famous authors. That's if you have this unbelievable editor, you have a manuscript at the end of it. So,
So Mary, getting back to what you were saying earlier, what is the quirky adventure that you had the other day?
Oh, the quirky, well, the adventure was, I am completing Return the Girl in the Trois Wallpaper, and I am 2/3 of the way through, and I've been beating my head on how to end it. And this is where I say my stories take me on a journey, because that I may have an idea for three chapters ahead where I wanted to go, but all of a sudden you're writing, And that one paragraph or that one line just sparked the whole ending for me. And I couldn't wait to get back to it. So that was, oh my God, that was just such a revelation to come to that realization of where I wanted to see this character beginning in that third part of the book, which would then bring me to the end. So that's what I love about writing. For me, it's the journey, and that's what gives me such joy and passion. I'm not the type of, and there's some authors are, there's nothing wrong with it, where you have your idea. I have my general idea, and probably at the beginning, the ending, the characters, I have a general idea for the middle. But things change, and the twists and turns that takes place, that's what I love so much about being a creative. And I love that term that we are called creatives.
Yes, because the worlds, I should say, that we create are so much more fun than our real lives.
I was just going to say that. I love to write in fantasy adventure because reality is too real for me. So that is truly the genre that I love the most.
Yes, yes. That makes, you know, you and me both. And, you know, I often say that to people when they ask me, why do you write? I was like, because the world in my head is so much more interesting than, you know, this. Now, of course, I realize I'm speaking for you just arbitrarily as well.
It's true. It's true. You can, the worlds you can create can be absolutely amazing. Yeah. And for authors out there, as I say, never give up on yourself. I always say, I can promise you, if you have the passion for it and you stick with it, it'll happen for you. Not overnight, but you have to have that passion and that desire. And it can happen for you too. And, you know, not every idea is taken. You know, you can always build a better mousetrap, and you see authors nowadays. I'm always just amazed. Like I recently watched that movie Wonka, and it just blew my mind. The creativity that was put, that's what I live for, is that creativity. And I studied that movie. I couldn't just watch it. I just studied how they, and that's one of the things that we are taught. If you can see it as a movie in your head, you can write a book.
You can write a book about it. Absolutely. So coming to your excerpt that you're going to be reading from your upcoming book,
Not from my upcoming book.
Oh, this not is, from your upcoming. Okay.
No, this will be the first of the series, The Girl in the Toile Wallpaper,
Okay. Before you read it, though, let me ask you, what inspired this particular excerpt that you're going to read? Or have you already told us?
Well, this excerpt is the prologue. And it really was the climax in The Girl in the Toile Wallpaper. So we decided we wanted to grab the reader with this and turned it into the prologue.
I see. Okay, well, I cannot wait to hear it, the climax. And of course, you've told us about your history with toile. Yeah, and, you know, how the characters and scenes spoke to you, which I mean, talk about creativity. I don't think there's anything more creative than that. Okay, so Mary, before we transition to the fiction portion where you read us your excerpt, let our listeners know where they can find you, where they can find your work, how they can find you, any information that you would like to give.
Oh, thank you very much. My books are everywhere. I'm on Amazon online, of course, Barnes & Noble within stores. I always love to push the independent bookstores because they're closing. So many of them closed during COVID and still continue to close. And you can connect with me on my author website, www.mary, M-A-R-Y-K, Savarese.com. And there's quite a bit of information about the books, the awards. I take you into toile rooms, a little bit of history of myself, and how you can connect with me if you're interested and sign up for books to win as well.
Super, super. I will make sure that we include all of these links in the show notes, so there will be no problem at all. And we will be rooting for you to get this next book to be another bestseller, yet another bestseller by Mary Kay Savarese.
Thank you very much. And because it is a trilogy, each of my books can stand on their own. But I think in reading the excerpt, I would love to just have your audience just to hear a little bit of the beginning of The Girl in the Trois Wallpaper. And as I said, there's a theme that is throughout The Girl in the Trois Wallpaper, which is, it is written in the stars, which is the theme that I draw upon, and I've written the book, The Star Writers Club, which will be out, as you mentioned, middle of July, the Star Writers Club, which is the second in the Star Writers trilogy. And it's, as I said, it's tucked in between its two earthly bookends.
Okay, Mary. Well, I certainly cannot wait to hear it. Good luck with the book. And we're going to have you back on the show to talk about some of your other books. So we'll have to plan that as well. Thank you. That was Mary Kay Savarese. She is a traditionally published, best-selling, and award-winning fiction author and speaker known for a series of quirky titles. But most importantly, her novel, The Star Writers Club, which is the second in her trilogy called The Star Writers Trilogy, will soon be released this July. I'm Renita Hora, your host for the True Fiction Project. And now to the premise of the True Fiction Project, which of course is to create fiction out of nonfiction.
I would love to read the prologue from The Girl in the Trois Wallpaper, the first book of the Star Writers trilogy by Mary Kay Savarese. It is said, where evil rages, hope prevails. This is not about evil, for hope shall find a way. He watched as the dark shadow swirled across the room. A wind as strong as a summer tornado spun and yet moved nothing. Dante hid in the shadows, and the sound of squalls raged through his ears. He inched his way toward the massive windows and darted behind the heavy drapery. His heart raced, and he gasped when shards of light flashed through the room and threatened his reality. When a lightning bolt shattered, he winced and stepped deeper into the folds of the fabric. Standing in the middle of the study, a boy held tightly to a girl in his arms. Dante wanted to help them, but how? The evil man's robe glimmered with each wave of his arm. Dante watched in horror as the man threw the sheets of paper onto the floor. His long golden fingernails glowed in the dim light. As the pages floated, each piece crawled toward the couple as if alive. Awkward sounds filled Dante's ears while ghost-like buildings hovered through the air as if they were nothing more than a wisp of smoke. Now, a medieval scene flashed before his eyes and the curtains vibrated in his hands. A flicker of an olive tree and then a farmhouse and then a vineyard? Are those sheep? Dante tried to inch closer, but his feet refused to move. He was glued in place behind the drapes. The ghostly objects disappeared into the paper, and he trembled in terror. The shadows formed into a miniature print, each arranging itself according to the direction of the evil man. The man was painting a distressing scene through the movements of his symphonic hands. The wizard swiped along the floor, and the girl was jerked into the air. She hovered for only a moment before spinning as easily as a spinning wheel. Then, as if no friction ever existed, the girl screamed. The wind sucked her into the cloth paper. The girl was gone.
Here at the True Fiction Project, we are always looking for great stories that make for compelling fiction. So, if you have a great story or know somebody who does, or if you are a writer who would like to contribute, then please do get in touch with us at renita.com/contact.
Thank you for listening to the True Fiction Project with Renita Hora. Be sure to subscribe to the newsletter to receive more inspiring stories showing how fiction is born from our everyday experiences. For more information, visit www.truefictionproject.com.